aunts, his grandmothers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's December 19th, 2018, the last regular meeting of our year in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. If everyone would please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our service. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, first item is presentation of the minutes of the regular and the two executive sessions on December 5th, 2018. Are there any topics for discussion related to any of the 3 minutes? If not, is there a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept and approve the minutes from December 5th regular meeting and the two executive sessions from December 5th.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We'll now open the meeting to public comment, reminding the public that this meeting is recorded and posted on the Township website promptly. And in this session, comments should be limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
I'll make
a motion to open a public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on the agenda items. Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to our first resolution for the night, resolution number 84-2018, appointing a tax assessor. Whereas the current tax assessor of the Township of Lebanon, Laura Whitaker, voluntarily resigned from her position effective December 20th, 2018, the Township advertised for a new tax assessor, conducted interviews, and has determined that Erica J. Brandmeier is the most qualified candidate to hold the position in Lebanon Township. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Erica J. Brandmeier is hereby appointed to the position of Lebanon Township Tax Assessor for the balance of the 4-year statutory term from December 20th, 2018 to June 30th, 2022. Further resolved that this appointment does not confer tenure on Ms. Brandmeier as Tax Assessor unless and until she is appointed for an additional term beyond June 30th, 2022. And further resolved that Ms. Brandmeier is hereby appointed as authorized agent for the Township for Lebanon to appear and act as agent in all tax appeal matters before the Hunterdon County Board of Taxation, in which Lebanon Township is a party. Any discussion on Resolution 84A, 2018? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 84A-2018, appointing tax assessor. Erica Brandmeier.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So with that, Ms. Brandmeier, would you come forward to accept the oath of office? And you can bring your guests.
My husband and my son.
Hi, Erica J. Brandmeier.
Hi, Erica J. Brandmeier.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And the governments established in the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
And par- Partially and justly.
Perform all the duties of a tax assessor.
Perform all the duties of a tax assessor.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I can give you a copy when I see you next.
Same here.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Erica.
And now that she's appointed, I just want to make a couple of comments for the public, because we're going to be changing the hours a bit for our tax assessor. I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. Ms. Brandmeier has a full-time tax assessing position in another town, and so we have reviewed and decided it would probably even be an advantage to our residents to have evening hours. The building isn't generally open in the evenings, but the hours that we're going to establish initially would be on the first and third Wednesday of the month from 5:30 until 8:30 in the evening, and other times by appointment. So in direct coordination with Ms. Brandmeier, residents could find other times to meet with her, but those will be the times when anyone can show up. And as I said, it's a little bit of an experiment. If we find we need more office hours, we'll work with the whole overall situation to try to expand those office hours. But that's the current initiative. Any other discussion?
Nope.
Thank you very much, and welcome aboard. Next, we go to resolution number 85, 2018, which is our transfers in the budget. With that, we have our CFO, Mr. Gregory Delapia.
I've been waiting to do this all day. All day. It's 8 o'clock this morning. Pretty standard. The auditors were in today, so we closed up the books up through November. The transfers that are here pretty much have satisfied things I've gone over with the mayor, which included the settlement.
Which was announced last week.
I can't remember the name of it.
The Little Brook Lane Association.
Okay. So that includes that. That's why you see the money going into the snow lines, $40,000. The police salaries and wages, the reason the money is going into there, $55,000, is covering the two new school officers, because we haven't realized that revenue in this year's budget, and then with the additional overtime and things for the police. Those are really the two biggest lines where we're putting money in. Road department left us with some money, you know, to transfer out. Health insurance, we've been accumulating a little bit of money since the co-pays from the employees. So we're pretty good shape. I think we're going to have a good budget year again this year.
Great.
Any other questions for CFO?
No.
Or is there a motion regarding resolution 85, 2018?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 85, 2018 transfers.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much. You're welcome to join the fun.
Or
the
yeah. Everybody have a good holiday.
Very good. Next is resolution number 86, 2018, appointing a risk management consultant. This relates to the township's insurance position, and this resolution hereby appoints Groendyke Associates as our local risk management consultant and authorizes the mayor, township clerk, and risk management consultant to execute the risk management consultant's agreement for the fund year 2019 in the form attached hereto. Any discussion on resolution 86, 2018?
Nope.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 86, 2018, statewide insurance fund, appointing risk management consultant of Groendyke and Associates.
I'll I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Somewhat related to that, Resolution 87-2018 appoints a fund commissioner. It's hereby resolved that the governing body of the Township of Lebanon appoints Thomas McKee as the fund commissioner for the local unit for the year 2019, and further resolved that Karen Sandoris is hereby appointed as the alternate fund commissioner for the local unit for the year 2019. Any discussion questions for Mr. McKee? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 87-2018, appointing Tom McKee as the fund commissioner and Karen Sandoris as the backup.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we're on to an item of old business, retirement of the curator, assistant library clerk, and assistant curator. I'll turn it over to the liaison, to the historians.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Well, the time is finally here. We didn't think it would come, but here it is, the end of the year, and our long-term curator and assistant curator, who's been involved with our museum, I guess, close to 30 years. Am I correct when I say that? And Dina is around 25 years. They put in for the resignation, so we're going to regretfully accept the resignation at this time. And they've touched a lot of people, and they've organized a lot of events at this museum, and they're going to be sorely missed. So we are not in a position yet to have a new curator, but we're working on it. And Joan Lucas and Deanne Kenny will be greatly missed. So we do accept their resignation with regrets.
So that's a motion to accept their resignation for retirement with regrets. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. any other old business from anyone? Then on to new business. The first is a proposal from Quest Environmental related to the soil remedial action permit at the Municipal Fire Station Number 1 at Anthony Road. This is to authorize Quest Environmental to perform the required regulatory review, site inspection, reporting, and completion of forms for the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection at an estimated cost of $1,750. Is there any discussion or motion?
A motion to approve the biannual certification of deed notice for Municipal Fire Station Number 1 from Quest Environmental for the cost estimated cost of $1,750.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Second relates to the Recreation Commission. I'll turn that over to Ms. Kohler, the liaison to the Recreation Commission.
Okay. We also have a resignation here from the Recreation Committee, a person that just, they, as much as they want to be on the committee and they want to continue to volunteer, they just don't have time to fulfill the meeting obligations of being on the committee. So with that, it is with regret that we accept the resignation of Frances Polizzano. And she says she's proud to have worked with such a great group of people and is happy to help to continue to volunteer. So can I get a motion to accept with regrets?
Are you making that motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Well, yes, second.
Hmm. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much for her service.
Mm-hmm.
Next, there are four requests from the police chief related to purchases. If there's no objection from the committee, I would offer that we take it as one consolidated motion. I'll turn it over to Mark Ball as liaison to the police.
First one is for two Dell laptop computers. One is to equip the new vehicle, and one is to have a spare in case there's a computer breakdown. At the moment, we don't have one. That's for $1,740.26. Then there's a request for a Dell desktop computer to go downstairs to replace a current model that's old for $1,126.40. And then we have one for ammo for duty and training for $1,520. And then one for two Motorola portable radios for the Class 3 officers for $1,684. That's for two units.
Is there any discussion about these purchases? Not. Is there a motion to authorize the purchases, all four?
Make a motion to authorize all four police chiefs' requests.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then we have three raffle applications, which, again, if there's no objection, we could take in one consolidated motion. The first is for Voorhees Viking Booster Club. Raffle to be held on May 22nd of 2019, a 50-50 cash raffle. The purpose is for field improvements and the press box completion. The next is from the High Bridge PTO. Raffle to be held January 20th, 2019, a 50-50 raffle. The purpose for this is to raise money for our school's cultural arts program. The next is for the Voorhees Viking Booster Club to be held weekly raffles from December 21st through February 10th, 2019. This is also a 50-50 raffle, and the purpose is for year-end T-shirt and plaques for the wrestlers. Any discussion on the three raffle applications?
I'll make a motion to approve the three raffle applications.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And that is the end of new business, unless anyone has any other new business to bring up. Seeing none, that takes us to presentation of vouchers.
All right. We have Foster & Company in the amount of $1,291. Ward Materials, asphalt, the amount of $1,547.01. U.S. Municipal, which is snow plow edges for the plow trucks, that's $1,613.40. And Morton Salt Company in the amount of $8,948.87. And that's all I have.
I have one here from Gephardt and Kiefer, which is for the November general services rendered through our retainer program that we have for $1,833. I also have another one for Gephardt and Kiefer for legal services rendered, and these are complex matters outside the retainer. For a total of $2,461.94. And the last one I have is for the Township of Tewksbury, which is our shared court, for $9,659.43. That's all we have.
I have one which is a refund of a construction escrow related to Block 69, Lot 3.03, in the amount of $3,556.50.
I have none that apply.
I have one for M&W Communications. This is for a new radio installed in the police vehicle for $1,048.10.
Any discussion on the voucher list, or is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is three items of correspondence from Gail Glassoff, related to the Planning Board and the Zoning Board. Telling us that the Planning Board is recommending the reappointment of Adam Duckworth as a Class 2 member for year 2019, Josh Rich to an additional 4-year term, and I would just point out here that I believe Josh Rich has just completed his 48th year on the Planning Board, and so this term will take him over 50 years. I believe 30 years of that time he was chairman of the Planning Board, so we absolutely appreciate Josh Rich's service on the Planning Board. The Planning Board also recommends that Mr. E.J. Skidmore will be moved from alternate one on a 2-year term, moved up from alternate one.
Alternate two.
To alternate.
He's at an alternate two now. He's moving up to alternate
okay,
one.
Okay, he moved to alternate one. Sorry, yeah. Thank you.
It's the way it's written. It's kind of confusing.
So we will have a vacant alternate two position for year 2019. Also related to the Board of Adjustment, the Class 4 regular 4-year term is recommended to be filled by Abe Abukowski, and alternate one, Deborah Guevara, to continue in that position. Both are recommended for reappointment. The alternate two on the Board of Adjustment is still vacant. Next is from Joanne Fasinelli, our recycling coordinator, regarding the electronic recycling event that took place October 13, 2018. A total of 227 township residents participated, and 28.9 tons of material were collected. There's a breakout of the various categories, and she also puts in a special thanks to Warren Gabriel for all the assistance he provided in coordinating that collection event. And then the tax collector's report for the month of November 2018. Taxes collected for year 2018 in the month were $3,641,968. Taxes prepaid for the year 2019, $24,452.01. Interest collected, $3,305.58. Trailer court fee, $2,220. Outside lien redemptions, two of them, in the total of $32,775.24. Premiums returned a negative $51,000 for total receipts in November of $3,704,720.83. No other correspondence I'm aware of. At this time, we would open the meeting to public comments to any person who would like to address any topic that they would like to. We'd ask that you come up to the table and speak in the microphone. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment.
Lori Hoffman, Buffalo Road. Just wish you all a Merry Christmas, and thank you for all the help with the bathroom, the historians we put a lot before you. We won't be quiet next year either. So.
Thank you very much. Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thought we bought your silence for at least a year.
Oh, my God.
It's just energized, you know.
Any other public comments? Seeing none, is there a motion to close to public comment?
Wait, we have one here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, my name is Jean Lang, and I live on Muskinet Kung River Road. And now, as you know, there's a big county park down one end of the road, and the bridge is being fixed. And thank God the bridge is being fixed, because the endless stream of tractor trailers and speeding cars are not coming down our road. And this is a big recreation road. People ride their bikes, they walk, they fish, and it's really a major cut through. And especially with the trucks, when I first moved in about 45 years ago, there was a big sign that said light traffic street only. And I'm sure you're all aware of the turn there in Changewater. I mean, it's not big enough for a tractor trailer to go down. So it's, and also we had pretty much endless garbage trucks coming through, which are heavier than 18-wheelers and really tear up the roads. So now that the bridge is being fixed, you can really tell how much cut-through traffic there was, and it really affects everybody's way of life on the road. My neighbor, this was years ago, she was actually hit and killed. Our other neighbor was coming down on his bike by Dutch Hill Road and was hit by a car. One neighbor's dog was standing by him and was hit and killed. Another neighbor was walking his dog, and he was hit and killed as he was walking him. So it's really dangerous, and I'm not sure what you can do about it, but I just thought you should know that.
Thank you very much for the comment. I would note that between Highway 31 and up to Butler Park, that's actually a county road. So what we can do is pass.
It's the Changewater Road.
Okay.
That's where 645. It's a county road, and then it turns at Changewater and goes up through Washington.
I'd been advised that actually you can see where the yellow paint ends at Butler Park, that the county plows and takes care of the road all the way up to Butler Park, but that's a detail.
Really?
But the point is we can forward the concern on to the county. and I've had the same thought once that, because they're putting in a much higher capacity bridge up there.
Well, and the reason they did is because a literal car carrier, I was there that day behind him, a car carrier was going down the road, and he bottomed out on the bridge. So, of course, the best thing you can do is put up a bigger, higher capacity so that all the trailers can now go right through. And I said to the guy, where are you going on this road when you bottomed out? And he was like, oh, GPS told me that I should go this way. But if it's listed as a light traffic road only, which it should be, it's just a four-mile stretch of pretty much recreation. It's a C1 classified river now. There shouldn't be tractor trailers or a zillion. Certainly garbage trucks are using it as a cut-through, obviously. I thought we just had about 30 different garbage companies in the town, but it turns out they were just cutting through.
You know, the other thing, too, is if you come off of that bridge from 57, they could also go up that big hill and have an issue up there on that turn.
Yep. That was reported a year or so ago. Just as has been said here, the GPS systems now give people access to the back roads that they never would have tried before.
But
I think what we can do is try to take that up with the county to see what kind of what they can do to help us restrict that traffic.
That'd be great.
Thank you for the comment. Any other comments from the public? Seeing no more, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. The committee will need to go into executive session. This would be Resolution 88-2018, if my count is correct. The items that I'm aware of, there are two personnel matters, one related to our statutory and supervisory employees, one related to the museum curator position, and then a contract matter related to our animal control.
Mayor,
yes.
We discussed.
And we'll call it a matter of potential liability. With that, is there a motion for executive session, resolution number 88-2018? I should also say I don't expect any action. I don't expect any action tonight after the executive session.
I'll make a motion to go for resolution 88-2018 to go into executive session for the items noted by the mayor previously.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you.
Hello. Absolutely.